Daf is Daf Chaf Ches. So we got to the very end of Chaf Zayin Mabez.
I think Daf is Bugay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the end of Chaf Zayin Mabez, the Mishnah, new Mishnah, we didn't start it yet, we'll start it now. The Mishnah tells us we're still in the topic of Pigel and Chutzlim Mano, Chutzlim Komo. So the Mishnah lays out for us the basic distinction between Chutzlim Komo versus Chutzlim Mano. Chutzlim Komo is something that's possible, but ain't bokaris. But Chutzlim Mano is not only is the possible the carbon, but one who eats such a carbon would get karis as well. So the Mishnah explains, Hashochet es hazevach lizrok damo b'chutz. A person shechs the animal with the intent of sprinkling the blood, Chutzlim Komo. Oh, miktas dam, or only part of the dam, b'chutz, outside. Or let's say the situation, lahakdir, a murav, b'chutz, to be makdir, the different limbs outside the makom, oh, miktas a murav, b'chutz, or to some of the emurim outside, or lechel, b'sar, b'chutz, to eat some of the meat outside the makom, oh, kezayis, or at least the kezayis of it, mibsaro, b'chutz, oh, lechel, kezayis, or he'elya, or eat some of the skin of the tail, that's going to be the focus of the most of the conversation in the Gemara, b'chutz. Puzzle. So we have from here that the three different instances of pigel of chutzim komo, it's either the zrika has to be chutzim komo, the akhtara, or the achila. Those are three ways a person could violate the iser of machshava. So now there is a suffix in the svas emes. Svas emes is based on sugyas. He has the following suffix. When we say chutzim komo, is the machshava to do chutzim komo on a mizbeach that's outside the makom, and only then will be machshava? But let's say your machshava is to do chutzim makomo on some floor somewhere, maybe that won't be a problem of pigel. Or no, anywhere outside, even if it's not in the context of mizbeach, anywhere outside the makom would be violation of machshava. That's the suffix he has here. He also has a similar suffix when it comes to shchutei chutz. We haven't discussed much of shchutei chutz, but shechting outside, is that also related to the mizbeach being outside or even without a mizbeach? So that's the suffix of the svas emes. So that's the first half of the Mishnah, that chutzlim komo is pasul, but ain bo karis. So then the Mishnah says, let's say lizrok damo lemachar, which is chutzlim zmano. You tend to sprinkle blood outside the zman it's supposed to be, or only miktas damo lemachar, or lahaktir emur of lemachar, or miktas emur of lemachar, or lechol besaro lemachar, or kezais mi besaro lemachar, or lechol kezais mi or he'elya lemachar, all these same three categories of eating, sprinkling, or Haktara, if it's all chutzlim zmano, the violation would be not only pigel and pasul, but chayavim alav karis. The one who violates this would be punished with karis. Now the elya, which is going to be again the focus of the conversation now, the elya, the halach is the tail, the tail of the keves of the sheep. That's what's brought on the mizbech. The tail of all other animals is not actually brought on the mizbech. So the elya you're referring to here seems to be of the keves that should be brought on top of the mizbech as a haktara. So the Gemara now says, now if you look in the Mishnah taught us that if you say lechol kezayis me'or he'elya, to eat some of the skin of the elya, now normally the or the elya is of the keves goes on the mizbech. So you have in mind to eat that which is supposed to be haktara. So we're switching the achilas mizbeach, which is haktara, with the achilas adam. So that's what Gemara is going to go on. So right now the havamina is, whenever you see the word svarua, almost always svarua is a havamina, and it's rejected shortly thereafter. So svarua, or elya, the skin of the tail, is ke'elya dami, has the same din as the tail. The tail, and then there's the skin of the tail. So our mission is talking about the skin, the or of the elya. So just look at Rashi for a second here. Rashi in Tapsis, ke'elya dami, v'afilu l'inin haktara, not only with respect to eating it, because outside of the keves, all the other types of animals actually are eaten. You eat the tail, but of the keves, you don't eat the tail. So afilu l'inin haktara, we assume that the skin is like the tail itself. U'bishalme keves shel yasa kreva, nami ha'or karif. When it comes to the shalme keves, where you put the tail itself, the skin of the tail is on the mizbeach as well as haktara. Just like kihechi de l'inyan achila, and the animals where you don't, where you're not makir the elya, but you actually eat it as basar, l'inyan achila chashule basar, the skin is called basar on those korbanos where you eat the tail, the skin is also called basar, l'inyan mitzvah saktara, dami basaru. So the or ha'elya is considered the flesh of the tail. Sometimes you eat the tail, sometimes you're makir the tail, but the or ha'elya always goes hand in hand. The Brisk Rav on this piece here has a diak within Rashi that the skin of the tail has a din of basar. Now, the Gemara doesn't say that it has a din of basar, it just calls it, it's similar to the tail. So he has a suffix. What happens if, let's say, you remove the bones of the tail, So is that also going to have a din of basa? It sounds like from Rashi, only the flesh of the tail would have to have the same din as the skin, but the bones would not necessarily have to have the same din if you extract the bones. That's he has a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about the bones. The Rambam ignores, doesn't mention the word basa at all. He thinks even the bones would have the same din as the tail. Okay, fine. So right now our conversation is that the skin of the tail, the or ha'elya, is ke'elya dami. But how could this work? The Mishnah said something that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach, the Or Ha'elya of the Keves, is going to having Machshava L'Achila, the Mishnah says. How could you transfer the Machshava of Achila on a Davar that's supposed to be Haktara? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says this is not a problem because Hamani, who is the author of this, it must be Rabbi Eliezer. He Amar Mechashvin Me'achilas Mizbeach L'Achilas Adam, u'me'achilas Adam l'achilas Mizbeach. He doesn't have a problem with this. Even though some things are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, if you have machshavas Adam or vice versa, that still will be a violation of a pigo. How do we know this position of Rabbi Eliezer? If not, the Mishnah tells us, ha'shochet es ha'zevach lechol davar she'ein darcho lechol. You shech something with the intent of eating it, but you're doing it on an object that's inedible. Or, l'haktir davar she'ein darcho l'haktir kasher. L'haktir, it would be kosher. Or I have intent to makdir something that I should be eating. So I want to be the examples are brought. Rashi says here, the emurim. The emurim are things that are supposed to go on the mizbeach. So if I have a machshava to eat the emurim, that's kosher. Because you can't transfer my machshava of achilas adam on something that should be achilas mizbeach. And vice versa. Something that should be eaten, like basar, if I have a machshava to be makdir the basar, which I really should be eating, that also won't be a problem, and that's kosher according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Eliezer Posel, he disqualifies this and says we can be mechashvin from achilas adam to achilas mizbeach, or achilas mizbeach to achilas adam. So Rabbi Eliezer authored our Mishnah. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you're telling us that the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Mabez was authored by Rabbi Eliezer, b'mayo kimta k'Rabbi Eliezer, ema seifa, the seifa, the very next Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, tells us the following. Zaklal, this is the following rule, the principle that you need to follow. Anyone who shechs, catches, or walks, or sprinkles the blood, lechol davar shadarcho lechor, or lahakdir davar shadarcho lahakdir, so then it would be a violation of pigel. But only if it's the same type, achila for achila, or aktara for aktara. But davar shadarcho lechol in, but she'ein darcho lechol lo. But if I have machshava to eat something, like the emurim, which would really go on the mizbeach, that would not be pigel. So this goes against Rabbi Eliezer, that ein mechashvin me'achilas adam le'achilas mizbeach, or me'achilas mizbeach le'achilas adam. And so the Gemara answers, also in the Rabbanan, the Sefer now goes according to Rabbanan, we have a stira. This mission, Daf Chav Zayin, is like Rabbi Eliezer. The next mission, Chav Tes, is like Rabbanan. How could that be? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Achanami, Reisha, first the Gemara asks, Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, Vesefer Rabbanon, Amrile, in, yes, we have no problem that even though they're back-to-back Mishnayos, we're completely fine with the fact that the two different authors of these back-to-back Mishnayos. This interesting suffix, the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David is again Rav David Rappaport. He's an Achman. He lived only maybe 70, 80 years ago. He has a whole sefer called Mikdash David on Kachim, a very, very important sefer on this whole Seder Kachim. He has the following suffix. A person is mechashev on basa shlamim. Shlamim is supposed to be eaten in how many days do you eat it?
2 days.
2 days. 2 days and one night, so 2 days. But you're mechashev on it to be makdir. So haktara is only 1 day. That meaning the shlamim can only be brought that 1 day, but it can be eaten for 2 days. So if you're thinking, let's say, a davar achila, basar, but you have machshava to be makdir outside this man. So you want to be makdir on day two. So legabe haktara, that's possible, but legabe achila is actually kosher. He wants to know what's chutz l'zmano in such a thing. Is it based on the way it should be eaten, or the way your machshava is, do the haktara? That's his machshava. And the same thing as when it comes to a person wants to eat dam. So the opposite now. Dam is only shechted before shkia, rather sprinkled before shkia. But you're allowed to eat it balayla. So you take dam, and you have machshava lahakdir balayla, so legabe the dam, it's actually possible. About a haktara, dam is possible balayla. But lagabe achila, you're allowed to eat a carbon chatas at nighttime. So he has the suffix in both scenarios. You go based on what the chefsa should be done, the rules of the zman of what should be, or the zman based on what your machshav is. That's his interesting suffix. Either way, the Gemara says the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, that is mechashvin achilas adam leachilas mizbeach and achilas mizbeach leachilas adam. So then comes along Rav Huna. Rav Huna argues and says, no, Rav Huna amar or Elya lav ki Elya dami. This is incorrect. It's not like the Elya, meaning what? Even though the Elya, the tail itself, is put on the mizbeach of the keves, the skin is not. The skin is removed, and that's something that you're allowed to eat. So that's why Mishnah talks about machshava lechel kezayis me'or Elya, because you eat. You eat the skin of the tail. It doesn't go on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, how do you know this, Rav Huna? Amar Rava, my time with Rav Huna. Chelbo ha'elya v'lo or ha'elya. The pasuk says dafka chelbo, the fat, the meat, the flesh of the tail, but not the skin of the tail. So therefore, the skin of the tail, even though the tail itself for the keves is going to be on the mizbeach, the skin is something that's edible. So then Rav Chista has a third opinion. Rav Chista amar liolam or ha'elya ke'elya dami. Really, the skin of the tail is like the tail itself, and therefore, when it comes to the keves, it would in a chanami go on the mizbeach, just like the tail itself. But hacha, our mishnah is not talking about a keves. It's hacha ma'askin and be'elya shel gedi, the skin of the tail of a goat. We said only the elya of a keves goes on to the mizbeach. All other tails, like that of a gedi, does not go on the mizbeach. It's actually eaten. So our mishnah is talking about the or ha'elya. Oh, well, good. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Kulo kishmolo amri. So we have three positions here. Again, how to read the Mishnah. The Shmuel, Rav Huna, and Rav Chista. So everyone rejected Shmuel because lo amri. Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, Vesefer Rabbanu, lo mokmi. We don't try to say that two back-to-back Mishnahs are authored by two different people. So that's why Shmuel is rejected. Rav Huna, lo amri. Rav Huna was the one who said that Or Ha'elya is lav ke'el yadami. That skin of the tail doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Rather, you would eat the skin of the tail of the keves. So why don't they hold like Rav Huna? Rav Huna lo amri or elya ke elya dami. Most people assume the davar pashut, the hanacha is that the skin of the tail should be no different than the tail itself. And to say that the skin of the tail is different, that's a big chiddush. They didn't want to make such a chiddush, so they reject Rav Huna. And then finally, Rav Chista, my time. Rav Chista was the one who said that our mishnah is talking about dafka elya gedi. So why don't they want her to learn like Rav Chista? Rav Chista, my time, lo amri. Why didn't they learn like him? My Kamashlam, what do you learn from Rav Chista? What's this chiddush you're telling me? Is it telling me that or Elya ki Elya dami? Is the chiddush telling me that the skin of a tail is like the tail itself? That means the davar pasha. We already know that, didn't it? It's no chiddush to teach me in the Mishnah here. Tanina Elu, we learn in the Mishnah, tells us Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin in the end of Maseches Chulin in the parak Orver Rotev is a very complicated parak about Tum of a Tara, which parts of the animal, atzamos and negidin and fats, skin, what's part of the animal to make it tame, lechila, and which parts are not. So the Mishnah there says, ve'elu se'oroseyan, she'oroseyan kibbasar. And the following skin is like the basar itself. Not every part of the animal, every skin is considered flesh, where it has a din of a basar. And when it comes to tuma, so something. And nevela. So nevela, only parts of the animal, when a person shechs the animal improperly, it's a nevela. You shoot a cow in the head, it's a nevela. So the animal becomes tumas nevela. So only parts of the animal that are considered edible are considered nevela. If you have parts of the animal that are inedible, that's not nevela. So certain parts of the skin are edible, and those are tumas nevela, other parts are not. So the Mishnah says, ve'elu she'oroseyan kibisaram or she'tachas ha'elya, that the skin that's below the tail, that's considered like the basar, and then therefore has the same din as the basar itself. So we already have a Mishnah that the or of the elya is like the elya itself. So what's Rav Chista telling me in the Mishnah here? The same halach in Maseches Zevachim. So the Gemara says, no, you need the Mishnah here as well. Rav Chista Itzrech, you need the Mishnah here? Because Saka Daita Chamin, I would have thought had they only had the Mishnah in Chulin, that Tuma, that the or of the Elia is like Tuma, is like the Basar itself in Chayiv and Tuma. Hani Milin in Tuma, the Rachich Mitzarif. That's Rachich Mitzarif. Rachich means it's soft. The skin, in parts of the animal, some parts of the skin are hard and rough, other parts are soft. So the skin that's below the tail, I guess since it's not exposed to the elements as much, it's softer, and therefore it's like basar, it's something that's edible, and therefore that's why I understand that Igabe Tuma, it's mitzarif. Aval Hacha, when it comes to the world of karbanos, to say that the skin is like the flesh itself, Aval Hacha, Eima lemashcha legdula kederach shem lachem ochlen v'lo avide melachem da'achli, Hachi, Eima lo. The pasuk tells me lemashcha, that when you eat karbanos, it's supposed to be lemashcha legdula, you're supposed to eat it in such a way like a king eats his meals. So since kings don't normally, the pasuk says, Nesatim l'moshcha l'vanech l'chakolam. Moshcha is a reference to one who's anointed, like a king who eats his meal. So no one eats the skin of a tail. That's not how a king eats. So maybe legabe karbanos, the skin should not have the same din as the tail itself. Kamash Milan, Rav Chista tells me that the Mishnah and Zvachim tell me that no, the skin of the tail is considered a extension of the tail itself, and therefore one would be have one eats it and have the, all the same dinim as the tail. That's what he's learning from here. Mm-hmm. There's interesting machlokas here that that's a bit of emergency. Okay, I'll call afterwards. That so we see from here though, this interesting discussion, this idea of lemashcha when it comes to anointing it legdula. This idea that according to many Rishonim, the Rambam writes, it only applies to the Achilas Kohen. Only when the Kohen eats it. Only Matnos Kahuna is subject to these halachas. But according to the Rashbam and others, he says, no, it even applies to that which the Baal eats, the way the Baal is eating this. So I'm not sure who's eating this Elia exactly here, if it's the Baal or the Kohen, but according to the Rambam, it, only the Kohen has to have the same halachas of Mashcha. So you have to say this Gemara is referring to what the Kohen eats. But according to the Rashbam, he holds that no, even that which the Baal eats, anything that's related to the carbon, has to be eaten with this idea of lamashcha. So then even that part, even the, which the Baal eats, has those same requirements. Okay, so the Gemara now asks the following question. Meisivit. Hashochet es ha'ola lahaktir kezayis meor shetachas ha'elya. So now the idea of this brisa, it's a long brisa here. But the focus here is hashochet es ha'ola, dafka ola. The person who shechs the carbon ola. Lahaktir kezayis meor shetachas ha'elya. He has in mind to take a kazayis of the skin of the tail, and he wants to shecht it l'chutzlim koma, or it must be makdir l'chutzlim koma. We know chutzlim koma is pasul v'mokaris. Let's say he has in mind chutzlizmano, it would be pigal v'chayav malav karis. That's the Tanakama. Comes along now Elazar ben Yehuda, Yisha aval avelya, Omer mishim Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ish kfar ikus, Omer mishim Rabbi Shimon. Echad or beis haparsos, which is the skin by the calf, Behema daka of a small animal, echad or haroshel ega rach, or the skin of the head of a calf, the echad or shetachas elya, and so do the skin of the tail, the chol shemanu chachamim and gabitum, and all those that which are listed by the chachamim, the gabituma, have the same dinim with regards to pigol, the elu shearosein kibasaron, and the following are those that are included that the skin is like the flesh itself, lahavi or shabesa boshes, which is the area of a nekeva. Chutzlim koma, if you shecht any of these, chutzlim koma will be possible v'eim okaris, but if it's chutzlizmano, pigol v'chayav malev karis. So that's the whole brisa. Now our concern is really the elya in the context of an ola. The brisa is talking about a shochet as a ola. So the Gemara's medayik, ola in of al zavachla. This sounds like the whole halacha of the or ha'elya is only relevant for a carbon ola, but for a carbon shlamim it wouldn't be relevant. So Bishma, this makes sense according to Rav Huna. Hainu tekatani ola. How come ola? Because Rav Huna was the one who held that or ha'elya is not like the elya. Meaning normally the or ha'elya, you're not maktir the or ha'elya. It's excluded because the pasuk says chel ba ha'elya v'la or ha'elya. But that exclusion applies to all karbanos with the exception of a carbon ola. Even Rav Huna will agree that the carbon ola, the elya is like the or elya is like the elya itself. Look at Rashi to explain this. In Rashi, last six narrow lines, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna damar behedya me'ate kra gave elya din heavy emurim. We saw above that the pasuk explicitly said that the chelbo elya, as opposed to the or elya, that's the gave other karbanos. Avagabe ola lo imari. There's no mead by the carbon ola. Dichsev hanisachim the or ha'elya baser all types of flesh. And since the or ha'elya is like baser itself, so Rav Huna says the ola would be the or ha'elya would brought up. So for Rav Huna this makes sense. Only by the carbon ola is the or ha'elya like the elya, and that's the understanding of this brisa. But ella, according to Rav Chista, who held differently, my irya de tani ola. Lisnei Zevach, according to Rav Chista, he felt that Or Elya is like Ke'elya itself. So why does the Brisa say Dafka Shocher as a Ola? It should be Shocher as a Zevach. All Zvachim that are shechted, the Or Ha'elya has the same din as the Elya and should be subject to Pigel. So Amar Lecha Rav Chista, Ibai Zema, Be'elya Shogadi. Because maybe we're talking about the Elya Shogadi, that he himself agrees that the Elya, the Or Ha'elya, is only relevant when it comes to the Keves. When it comes to a gedi, he says it's not subject to the lachas. So our Bryce is referring to the gedi here. And even though normally a gedi is not part of it, when it comes to an ola, he would agree that the elya of the gedi would go on the ola. It just wouldn't go on the shlamim. That's one way out of it. Some of dafka that gedi, or you buy say may change the girsa tani zevach. It doesn't say shochet as a ola, rather it says shovech as a zevach, because all zvachim, all the elyas or ha elyas are subject to these halachas. Okay. New piece now. Gemara wants to know now something we've been wondering the whole time now. The apostle Ein Bo Karis v'chule. How do we know that when it comes to chutz lim komo, it's possible Ein Bo Karis, but chutz lizmano is a possible v'yesh bo Karis? How do we know this? So the Gemara says, this is a bit complicated. There's a lot of drasha right now, but pay attention carefully to the psukim. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Trey Krai Ksivi. There are two different psukim. It says, Mahi. What are the psukim? Amar Rabba says, it says in one pasuk, this is found in Parsha Shemini. Shlishi, it says, I'll read the whole pasuk on the side. Vim Hechel Yechel Mibisar Tzavach Shlomim. If you eat from the Shlomim, but Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, the pasuk says, Lo Yeratze, it's not going to be a ritzoy. Hamakir, also those who bring it, lo yichashiv, it's not going to be considered for him. It's pigal, it's going to be pigal. Vanefesh ochelas mimenu, those who eat from it, avona tisa will have a avera, which is namely karis. So that's the pasuk means literally. So Amar Rabba, Rabba Darshan, shlishi, zel chutzlim zmano. Third day, zman. So it's referring to chutzlim zmano. Pigal, it says in the pasuk later on, zel chutzlim komo. So we see in this pasuk, it references both chutzlim zmano, chutzlim komo. Vanefesh ochelas mimenu, from it, it doesn't say mime. What would the word be? Mimenum? I'm not sure what the would be, but it doesn't say from them, it says from it. Dafka mimenu echad v'lo shnayim. Only one of the two, only one of chutz lezmano or chutz lemkomo are going to have the avon, will be have the avon atisa karis. Zehu chutz lezmano, that only chutz lezmano is going to be mimenu will get karis, ulemute chutz lemkomo. So that's the source, that chutz lezmano has karis, chutz lemkomo doesn't have karis. So Gemara asks, "Ve'ema ha'nefesh ha'ocheles mimenu zeu chame chutz limkomo ulmutei chutz lizmano." How do you know that it's including chutz lizmano? Maybe it's really including chutz limkomo and not chutz lizmano. So the Gemara says, "Mistaver, it makes more sense. Chutz lizmano is odif; it's greater because the pasuk be because since the pasuk introduces chutz lizmano first, it first says bayom ha'shlishi, and then later on says pigol. That indicates that it's primary; it's more severe. That's why the chutz lizmano." Gets karis. So the Gemara says, "Adar, but the opposite should be true. Chutz lemkomo adav is better to samich le because when it says pigol, it's right next to the word pigol yev a nefesh haochelas mimenu. That was the last thing it spoke of. So you would think a nefesh haochelas mimenu va'avona nitisa is going on chutz lemkomo a pigol and not to the beginning of the pasuk of shiyom hashlishi." So the Gemara says, "Fine, that's not the raya." Ella Amar Abai Abai says, "Ki aser Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdin." When Rabbi Yitzchak came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav, he said, "Samich, we rely on the following brisa." The Tani Tana Kishu Omer. When it says in the pasuk, "Shlishi beParshas Kadoshim," there's a second pasuk here. The first pasuk we're darshing was Parshas Shmini. Now we're darshing Parshas Kadoshim. The pasuk there is a shorter pasuk and says, "Vim heachal yeachal b'yom haShlishi pigol hu lo yerase." So he says, when it says "Shlishi beParshas Kadoshim" to you, Shein Tamalomar, Sherei Kvar Nemar, Vim Heachal Diecha Bebasar, Sevach Shalmim, Biyom Shlishi. We already learned the concept of eating on the third day back in Parshas Shmini already, the earlier Pasuk. So we already know the concept of Bechutz Lizmano. So what's Yom HaShlishi telling me in Parshas Kadoshim 10 Prokem later? Im Eino Inyan, if it's not relevant to Lechutz Lizmano, because we already know that halacha, so then Tenei Linin Chutz Limkoma, then you would apply it to Chutz Limkoma. You'd apply it then to outside the place. Fine. So the Gemara says, Umiud Rachmana Gave Nosar. We exclude it from Nosar. I'll explain what it means in just a second. Because right now, the first pasuk in Parsha Shmini is only Chutz Lezmano. So it's nothing to do with Chutz Lemkomo, it's Chutz Lezmano. And the pasuk clearly says, Va'ocheles, the who eat it, and Nefesh Ocheles, Mimenu Avona Tisa. So that Parsha Shmini is all about Kares on Chutz Lezmano. The Parsha's Kadoshim, when it says a Pigol again, which is Chutz Lezmano, Chutz Lemkomo, so it later on says in the pasuk as well, it says, "Va'ochlav." This is the very next pasuk. "Va'ochlav avona yisa ki es kodesh Hashem chilav v'nichresa nefesh ahim yamer." So you would think in Kedoshim, those two pasukim are next to each other. Again, "Bayom Shlishi" appears in Kedoshim, and the next pasuk says "Karis." So since "Bayom Shlishi" in Kedoshim is chutz lemkomo, and the next pasuk is "Karis," you would think "Karis" is going on chutz lemkomo as well. But the Gemara says no, because these pasukim in Kedoshim also refer to Nosar. So when it says va'ochlav avona yisa, that's actually going on nosar. It's not going on chutz lemkomo. Let me be clear again. I'm sorry. Parsha Shmini, that long pasuk when it says b'yom haShlishi and says nefesh ocheles avona yisa, that's talking about chutz lezmano and the karis mentioned that pasuk. Nothing to do with chutz lemkomo. Parsha's Kedoshim, which repeats again b'yom haShlishi, can't be referring to chutzlis mano anymore because we already know that halacha. So it must be emeinu inin lechutzlis mano. It's teneu inin lechutzlim komo. So now we know kadoshim is talking about chutzlim komo. So you would think that chutzlim komo should also have karis because the very next pasuk in kadoshim says that nichrasa nefesh ahim yamel, that you get karis for chutzlim komo. So Gemara is telling you, no, when it says kares here, it's not going on chutzlim komo kedoshim, it's going on nosar, which is also mentioned in this psukim in kedoshim. So chutzlis mano is kares, and one who eats nosar gets kares, but chutzlim komo is not subject to kares. So the Gemara just says that, let's say one more time, on top of Amud Beis here, im eino inyan chutzlis mano, if it's not relevant, this pasuk of Bayom HaShlishi of kedoshim, if it's not relevant for chutzlis mano, because we already know that, so then, teneu l'inyan chutzlim komo. Let's apply it to a case of machshava chutzlim komo. Umi rachmana gavinosar, but there's no karis by chutzlim komo because it's excluded from the fact that it applies only to nosar. It says va'ochla avona yisa l'mute chutzlim komo. That pasuk of avona yisa is referring to dafka nosar in parshas kedoshim, not referring to chutzlim komo. So the Gemara now says v'ema. Now that we've established that parshas kedoshim is all about chutzlim komo and nosar, and we say karis is on nosar, not in chutzlim komo, why not say the opposite? Let's say, ema, the ochlav avona yisa zeu chutzlim komo. Maybe the karis is going on chutzlim komo, ulam ude nosar, and to exclude nosar me karis. So Gemara says, mistavra nosar havalei lam okmi bekaris. It makes more sense to say that nosar has karis than chutzlim komo has karis. Why? L'migmar avon avon l'chutzlis mano. There's a gzer shav. It says avon by nosar. It says avon by chutzlim zmano. Just like chutzlim zmano, everyone agrees it's kares, so to nosar by the gzer shavas chutzlim zmano. And also, nosar is the damilei bizav, that the three ways in which nosar is similar to chutzlim zmano, explaining why there's kares. What are the three ways? So the Rashi tevos bizav, the mnemonic is, two ways, bizman, that they both have to do with zman, chutzlim zmano is machshava bizman, and nosar is actual zman of leaving it out. And number two is bibama, that the psul of chutzlis mano and the psul of nosar both apply to a bama, but chutzlim komo doesn't apply to a bama. So that's why we think nosar should have karis, because it's compared to chutzlis mano, but not chutzlim komo. It should not have karis. So the Gemara says, adraba, chutzlim komo havele liokme bekaris. You should really say that chutzlim komo should have karis, because chutzlim komo is more similar to chutzlis mano than nosar is to chutzlis mano. How so? Because l'nigmar avon avon, it also says avon by chutzlim komo. So now let's say avon avon l'chutzlis mano as a gzer shava. And also the damilei b'mikdash. There are four ways. While there are only two ways that compare, that equate nosar and chutzlis mano, there are four ways that chutzlim komo is equated to chutzlis mano. What are the four ways? The Rashi tevos mikdash, the mnemonic is mem is for machshava. They both have to do with machshava. Both chutzlis mano and chutzlim komo are in machshava. Kuf is for ktsas, that even if you do a little part of it, it's going to be a psul of a psul machshava. Dal dam, when does it register the psul? During haktaras dam, both chutzlis mano and chutzlim komo. And the shin is shlishi, that's going to be for, it says the word shlishi in both cases. In parshas shmini it says shlishi, which is chutzlis mano. And in parshas kadoshim, noses by yom shlishi, which we now know refers to chutz lim komo. So that's why we think chutzlim komo, since it's more similar to chutzlis mano than nosar is, so we should say kari supplies to chutzlim komo, not to nosar. I hope everyone's still with me. I know it's very hard, a lot of these are drushes here. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ella, so we reject that. That cannot be the source of how we know chutzlim komo is pata from kari. So the Gemara is now going to take a whole other approach. If you didn't follow up until now, you can follow now. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, Asya Kodesh Kodesh, a very basic Gzeir Shava, says Kodesh Ksiv Hach, it's written here as Kodesh Hashem Chila V'Nichar. So that's a pasuk that appears in Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk of Karis. Now we're not sure which Karis goes on. That's the whole question here. Well, Ksiv Hasim, it's written by Nosar, V'Seraftes HaNosar Be'esh, and the pasuk goes on to say that Min Alechem Adaboker V'Seraftes HaNosar Be'esh Lo Yechal Ki Kodesh Hu. So just like it says Kodesh by Nosar, it says Kodesh by that Kares case, so Nosar is Kares, and we exclude Chutzlim Komo from Kares. Malahala Nosar Afkan Nosar. Umi Rachmana Gavi Nosar. Now, since it says, now we've established that the Pasuk in Kedoshim of Ochlav Avona Yisa Kies Kodesh Hashem Chilal V'Nichosa Nefesh is referring to Nosar, so now we could say Mi Rachmana Gavi Nosar V'Ochlav Avona Yisa L'Mutei Chutzlim Komo Mikares. Now we can exclude Chutzlim Komo from Kares. Only Chutzlis Mano and Nosar have Karis. So Gemara now wants to say, my Chazis, the Kra Aricha. Kra Aricha is a long one. That's referring to Parsha Shmi. That was a very long Pasuk. So how come he said, what did we see to think that the Kra, the Pasuk of Aricha, the long Pasuk of Chutz Lizmano rather, Ushlishi the Parsha's Kadoshim Tia Chutz Limkomo? How come we have to say that way? Maybe it should be the opposite. Epoch, let's say the opposite. On a Mistavra, maybe the to the opposite, that really Shemini is Chutz Limkomo, and that would be subject to Karis, and Kedoshim would be Chutz Lizmano, and there wouldn't be Karis for Chutz Lizmano. Let's say the opposite. So the Gemara says, on a Mistavra, Aricha b'Chutz Lizmano, it makes more sense to say that Parshas Shemini, the Aricha, the longer Pasuk, is Chutz Lizmano. The Gemara Avon Minosa, the Gzer Shava, just like Nosar's Karis, so to Chutz Lizmano Shav Karis. And moreover, the Damrilei Bezav, we had the two equations between Chutz Lizmano and Nosar that both have to do with Zman, and they're both applicable Bibama. The Gemara says, that's not a fair comparison. The opposite should be the case. The Aricha, the longer Pasuk in Parsha Shemini, that should really be Chutz Limkomo. Ushlishi the kadoshim should be tiabachutz lizmana. Why? Mishum the dami lay besamche becoming mari lay. Because it's similar to it, you should bring it next to it and exclude it. What's that? Why is that a svara? Just because it's similar to each other, why is that a svara to put it next to it and make it excluded? So Gemara rejects that approach. So now the final approach and the final explanation is a long drush now, a lot of words right now of all this psukim in Parsha Shmi. So let's take this slow. So this is the final answer, guys. Again, the question becomes, well, how do we know Chutz Lizmano is Chayv Karis and Chutz Limkomo is Pasul, yet Pater from Karis? So comes along Rava, and Rava says, Kula Mikra Aricha Asin. All the answers are going to be learned out from the long Pasuk, the Kra Aricha in Parsha Shemini. So we're going to be darshaning every single word now in that Pasuk in Shemini. So the Gemara says, Dichsev Heachal Yeachal. You eat it, what's a double lashon achila? Bishtei achilas akasa medaber. The pasuk is referring to two types of eating. Echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. Whether or not the intention is to do for achila, the basar to be eaten, or the achilas mizbeach, which is referring to emurim. Both those machshavos of either stage is going to be subject to the lachas of pigel. That's point one. Mibsar zevach shlamav, that it has to be meat eaten from the shlamim. Why shlamim used as a model of pigel? Ma shlamim mifaglin u mispaglin. Just like shlamim, there's that which is mifagel that causes pigel, and then there's that which is mispaglin that becomes pigel. So that means that there's certain things that are sprinkled, and there's a shirayim that's left over to be eaten. Only those types of karbanos where there's a shirayim to be eaten are subject to pigel. Af kol mifaglin u mispaglin. All other karbanos that there's a mifagel, something that does the ma'isa, and something left over to be eaten. As opposed to Rashi said, minchas chote, or something that's kulu kalio, that has nothing left over to be eaten. It's all on the mizbeach. That's something that's not subject to pigel. Just look at Rashi to make this clear. Rashi says, two wide lines down, besides zevach shlamav, hikish vachim l'shlamav. Ma shlamim, just like shlamim, yeshbem mifaglin, they're those mifaglin v'yeshbem mispaglin, they're that which becomes pigel. Shadam hu ha-mifagel, the dam, the blood, is a mifagel. V'yam achshava during zrikas dam, that's mifagel. And habasav ha-emurim are mispaglin, the meat that's eaten. And the animals that are on this bech, those come be mis, they become mispagel. They have a din of pigel on them. So af kol, sheyeshbo mifaglin and mispaglin, you have to have these two elements, pigel nogba. Yatsu, to exclude minchas kohanim u minchas kohen, mishiach u minchas nisachim, these types of menachos, shehem matir nes asman, they permit themselves, ve'en bem shirayim lispagel, machmas avodas matireyam, shein pigel noegbem. The matir itself is what you eat. They're not two separate categories, where you sprinkle blood and you eat basar, or your matir basar. The mincha itself that you're doing the kmitza is that which the kohen is going to eat. It's really, it's not. They're not two separate parts to speak of mefagel and mispaglim, since it's one and the same. It's not subject to the lachas of pigel.
So what's an ola? What is it?
So an ola does have separate parts, even though you don't eat it. It's kula kali. I shouldn't say kula kali before, but since there's a dam, but a murmur hukter, it's also considered separate. But by menachos, those menachos, it's the same thing. You're maktir or dukmitza is what you're eating as well. They're not two separate parts. So that's what we learned from the pasuk of mibsar zevach shalmav. Then the pasuk says, Shlishi ze chutz lizmano, lo yirata, what's lo yirata tell me? Kartzah kasher, kenartzah pasul. Just like hartzah, ritua is usually by zrika. So just like zrika, the dam hartzah kasher through zrika, so too, when does a pigel kick in during the zrika? Your machshava during zrika. That's what we learn from that pasuk of lo yirata.
and exclusively during Sarika, right? We said during Shechita, these people, also any of the other.
Right, so Mar Tzas Kasher, Achir Kivu Kol Matirava, Afar Tzas Pasal, Achir Kivu Kol Matirava. So look at Rashi to explain this. Rashi says, Mar Tzas Kasher, Lo Kari Lehar Tzas, Ela Bezrika Shusof, Arbavo, this Matiros, Apigol, Ein Kavu Achizo Kadam, Shusof Kol Matirava. It only takes effect when the Zrika happens. Meaning, even though you have a Machshava earlier, it sounds like it doesn't finalize until the Zrika takes place as well. And then the Gemara says, where are we now? Hamakriv Bakrava Hu Nifsal Veino Nifsal. Hu Nifsal Veino Nifsal. Bishlishi. So what's our drasha here? So Rashi explains here, Ve'eno nifsal bishlishi, that im ba'krava lo chishiv amnaskein v'achu imenu bishlishi, eina karbo nifsal l'mafreya. So what's going on here, there's a half a minute to think, if a person ate a nosar, animal that was left out overnight, or more than 3 days, maybe that nosar should retroactively disqualify the carbon, even though everything was done fine. You just ate it after the third day. So the pasuk is telling me that no, only bakrava nifsal, only a bad machshava during hakrava is going to disqualify it. But if it's eaten in shlishi, that won't retroactively disqualify it.
As long as when he did the carbon, he thought he would eat it earlier.
As long as he had every proper machshava.
Right.
So then it says, so bezevach hakas medaber veinu medaber bekohen. Also, only the carbon becomes disqualified. But the kohen who had a bad machshava, he doesn't become a pasul kohen for what he did wrong. He did an avera, but he doesn't become pasul. And then it says, lo yechashev, the pasuk describes, going on to chavtes now, means lo yared bo machshavos acheros, don't mix together other machshavos here. What that means is, let's say a person had an idea of chutzlis mano, and then he thinks of chutzlim komo as well, that chutzlim komo will actually protect him from chutzlis mano. Only it's going to be pigul of kares if there's no other machshavos. But other machshavos will actually ruin the pigul, which makes it better for you. And that's all talking about pigul chutzlis mano. But then finally the pasuk tells me, pigul zechutz lim komo, and chutzim komo, fine. And then you have.
I don't understand that concept.
What concept?
We keep on saying that pigul goes to chutzim komo, but pigul is not chutzim komo.
Well, that's a whole bit. It's a terminology. It's a whole tricky thing.
Right. But yeah. I'm saying the whole. It's like.
There's a long toast about this later on that talks about pigul referred to chutzim.
Because the whole limur is that it's not pigul.
Pigul, I think, is just a category of bad machshava.
Bad machshava.
Chutzim mano, chutzim komo. So then the Gemara says, yeah. Melamed shemitzdarfen zemzeh. The let's say you have a chatzi kazayis of pigul chutzlim komo, and then half a one of chutzlim chutzlim zmano. You could combine these different. And I'm sorry, this is talking about
shava.
Rashid melamed shemitzdarfen chatzi shirim lepsolas hakarbon. As it says, lechol kechatzi zayis bechutz bechatzi zayis lemachar pasul. If your machshava has half a kazayis of machar and half a kazayis of minkomo, that can combine together to be pigul. And then her nefesh ocheles mimenu echad afka mimenu, only one of them v'lo shtayim ve'ez ezesa, which of the two chutz mano chutzim koma, which one's going to get the kares finally? Chutz mano digamer avon minosar and didami le bizah, because avon similar to nosar and chutz mano are more similar to that of chutzim koma. So we're going to stop here now in the middle of a piece here, but for some reason the Gemara doesn't ask the question, well, what do you mean? But Mikdash, isn't it similar avon to chutzim komo? The Gemara for some reason stops there, but it continues on for a number of lines. We just have to stop.
Yeah. In a, in a, in a.